Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
The Warriors losing to the Thunder in just a grinded-out type of game. Golden State outscored the Thunder 43-37 in the second half to give themselves a chance to win. And they had three possessions in a row where they had a chance to tie or take the lead in the last 5 minutes. Just could not get it done. As the Warriors losing in the game tonight, another clutch game for Golden State. And the Warriors, again, just down the stretch, I thought the difference was that Oklahoma City had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, with 4 minutes to go, the Warriors cut it to four, so therefore that makes it a clutch game for Golden State. And for the Warriors so far this year, that was their 27th clutch game of the season. They're now 12-15 in clutch games. The Thunder get their 50th win. They're 50-15 on the season, which is really remarkable when you consider they really haven't had their core for a long stretch of games in a row in a while, and they may not for a while, depending on what happens. So they're continuing to get it done, and when you're defending champion, I've said this many times over the years when the Warriors were winning NBA titles, that there's a confidence in that. There's a quiet confidence, a calmness about the way you go about your business because you've been through so many tough games. You've won so many clutch games that you're not as anxious as teams that haven't gotten there and teams that haven't had a long playoff run. But tonight, I thought the Warriors were great for most of the night. Some defensive lapses in the first half, I thought, where they didn't recognize shooters. There were two times where they actually went away from the ball on defense, and they got hurt dearly on that. I didn't think they did a good enough job on Isaiah Joe recognizing where he was on the floor at times. He finished with 18. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 27, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. But they held him to 6 of 15 shooting. Anytime you hold that guy to that number, you know, you're doing a pretty good job. And I think they did a good enough job on him to give themselves that opportunity. The Warriors held the Thunder to 42% shooting. And it's the first time in the four games this year they've held them below 50%. Warriors shot 41%. The Thunder made 15 threes. The Warriors made 14. The Thunders, though, made 12 more free throws. But it's not like they dominated the free throw attempt category. They took 24. The Warriors took 18. I'd say 4 of the 24 were when the Warriors had to foul right at the end. So if you look at that, it's really the fact that the Warriors didn't make free throws and that Oklahoma City had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who made more free throws himself than the Warriors did in the game. And he made 14. The Warriors were 11 of 18. And you've got to make, you know, free throws better than that. Peyton missed a couple. Porzingis missed three. And as I said during the broadcast, I think that's more indicative of the fact that it's only his second game as a Golden State Warrior. He's still not in 100% shape. That's going to take time for him to get his legs underneath him. And I think you'll see a much better shooting effort from him in games to come. He was 3 of 10 tonight, 0 of 3 beyond the arc, 3 of 6 line. Those are just not the type of numbers that you've seen from him throughout his career. But Gui Santos, fantastic, 22 points, career high 22, 11 rebounds to boot. Gary Payton tied his career high with 12 rebounds. And if there is a silver lining to this stretch without Steph Curry, which is now over a month, they know, and they reflected that in signing Gui Santos to this contract extension. They have a player in Gui Santos. He's a rotation player now for years to come. Draymond Green, Al Horford, you know about those guys. Pajemski, tough night shooting-wise, 6 of 17. Missed wide-open looks to begin the game, which usually are money for him. So it was a tough night shooting for him. But overall, though, I thought his floor game was pretty good. 6 rebounds and 6 assists. You know, they might have something in L.J. Crier, a little early to tell. But there's no doubt in his belief. There's no doubt in his effort. He gets after people a little bit. And so I think that they're finding, you know, different little pieces to their puzzle for the future. And if you can take that out of this stretch, I think that's what you can do if you're a Warrior fan. They drop back to 32-31. on the season, still currently in the number eight spot, but they have a chance for a winning road trip. They gave themselves that chance with a win last night in Houston. And if they put forward the effort they had in Houston and here in Oklahoma City, I think the next two games could be wins for the Warriors against Utah and the Chicago Bulls. So all in all, I thought it was a really good night for the Warriors in terms of effort. Obviously, some things you'd like to execute a little bit better, but you're on the road against a team that has Shai Gilgeous-Alexander against you, and you give yourself a chance to win the final 5 minutes of the game. Well, you'll take that just about any time, especially when you look at the lineup the Warriors were trotting out there. And granted, the Thunder were missing a lot of key pieces as well, but I thought both teams overcame a lot of that tonight. I thought the Thunder did a nice job tonight of using their smalls to guard Warrior bigs. They didn't make it easy for Al Horford. They didn't make it easy for Kristaps Porzingis, and that was also another difference in the game. So good ball game. Warriors end up with an L. They'll try to get it a victory and get back on track in Salt Lake City on Monday night.